Just a short word this morning. My daughter, Audrey, is with me for this time, along with my dad and my sister. But the other night she said, "Dad, you started the meeting 15 minutes earlier at 8 o'clock. Weren't you supposed to end earlier?" I don't know why I told you that, but maybe because it's not going to end too soon. Sometimes I think, what more can be said? Is there anything that I really could say this morning? We've heard so much. The Word of God has been so precious. Sometimes I sit here and I just feel like there's an open heaven and that God is speaking to us. I thank God for Pilgrim Camp. I think that's why we're here this morning, because we all are thankful to God for Pilgrim Camp. Yes. When we began this celebration time, I asked, why do people come to camp? Why do people come? Now, maybe you think the answer is to get a spouse. But that's not the answer. The answer is because God is here. We come to meet Jesus. We come to find Jesus. And He's never disappointed us. Never. And so God is faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. This morning, I'd like to just turn that a little bit around and say this. Because of God's great faithfulness, the call that comes to you and to me is to be faithful. And we want to be faithful, first of all, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's be faithful to Him. Now we might say, well, what does that really mean? How can I be faithful to the Lord Jesus? Well, He's the one that keeps us and enables us to be faithful. But just one or two things here about faithfulness. I think we're called to be faithful, and especially at an anniversary time, we're called to be faithful to the lights that God has placed in our hearts. Now, we talked about the different things that we've heard over the years here at Pilgrim Camp, and you can maybe go back and try to remember things that you've heard and what the Spirit of God has said to the church in this place. But it's not a message for Pilgrim Camp as much as it is a message for individuals. And the lights that God places in your heart because you've been to this place is something that you are responsible for. You know, you didn't get to choose the family that you were born into. I didn't choose to have James as my cousin. But when I come to a place like this and I hear the Word of God and I'm taught the ways of God, then I have a responsibility before God to be faithful. I need to make that my choice. Lord, I want to be faithful to the things that You've taught me, the lights that You've put into my heart. You know, we heard about praise this morning. Well, that's a way of God that we've been taught here at camp. And we've been taught to walk in holiness and to wait upon God. And you can just go back in your own heart and think, now what is it that God said to me in this place? And have I been faithful to that light that He put into my heart? You know, the danger is that the lights grow dim. That over time it dissipates, the blessing dissipates, and the fervor that we have and the blessing that we receive, it doesn't always last for, you know, it doesn't last the year. And for some, it's even more. Some haven't been, don't come back to camp for years. And so it has to be more than our time here at camp. I need to allow the Holy Spirit to renew the lights that He puts in me day by day. I need to commit myself to walk in the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit, to be filled with the Spirit. It's wonderful. I can say I was saved here. I received the Lord here. Or I was filled with the Spirit at camp. He baptized me in the Holy Spirit. But we've heard it over and over again. Well, that's just the beginning. That's an open door into fellowship with God, and God wants to take us on. And so can we say that we've been faithful to the things that God has placed in our hearts, the lights of the Holy Spirit. Lord, cause them to burn brightly in our hearts again. I believe He's renewing us in these days. He makes those things real again to us, and we say, Lord Jesus, I need You. I need You today as much as I needed You yesterday. I need You today. And so let's be faithful in our own lives. Yes, you say you'd like camp to be faithful, right? We all want camp to never change, right? Yes? You know, people come back and they say, nothing's changed. I think that's a compliment, right? Let's be faithful. Let's be faithful to the light God has placed in our hearts. And then I thought we ought to be faithful in prayer. Faithful in prayer. I think we recognize that a work like this can only have lasted for 70 years through prayer. I think my brother Ron, was sharing that a church life in the United States is 40 years average. I mean, when it's really... Did I get that right? So what keeps a place like camp for 70 years? What will keep it into the future? Prayer. And as we heard, I've often thought of Brother Gordon doing that to us, you know. Let's all stand. Let's all pray. Now, I mean, this is what he would say. I'm not saying that now, but let's all stand. Let's all pray. Now, you pray. You pray. You call on God. When our prayer request comes in our churches, sometimes we're, okay, who's going to pray? Let's wait for the pastor to pray. No, it was you pray. You pick up the request. You call upon God. You touch God. And so we want to be faithful in prayer and waiting on God. My dad often says the most important meeting of the week is the prayer meeting.
Yes.
Really? Brother Josh, you ever heard that? The most important meeting of the week is the prayer meeting. May God help us to pray, to see our great need. Prayer, waiting upon God, expecting everything from Him. And do our prayers matter? This is one little, our brother talked from the book of Ezekiel and the vision, and I just wanted us to look a little bit in the last book of the Bible, just a real small thought here about prayer that's been a blessing to me. In Revelation chapter 5, you know, we say, why pray? What does God do with prayer? What's the importance of your prayers? And again, in relation to what we've heard in these days about looking around in the world and wonder what's going on? What is going on? But here in Revelation 5, there's a picture of the throne. Another picture of the throne. And the Lamb. Then I saw in the right hand of Him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scrolls or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and it's seven seals. And we know that these seals, as they're opened, the different events unfold in the world, in world history, and maybe even to this day, those seals are being opened. And then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne. Now listen to this, and as we read, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came, the Lamb came, and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Right here, in the midst of this great throne, as the world events are being unfolded, the prayers of the saints are there. Do our prayers matter? Beloved, I believe they do. Right there, in the midst of the throne, before our God, are the prayers of the saints. We don't always understand how God takes our prayers or answers them. You know, Brother Ernie spoke about maybe not preaching our doubts or things we don't understand. Well, I don't understand how that all works. I don't really understand how prayer works. Why God would choose to take our prayers and use them in the unfolding of time. How does it all fit in? But beloved, we need to be faithful in prayer. We've seen the results of prayer in our own lives. We know that people have prayed for us, have prayed us into the kingdom. You know, Sister Marie said something to me, Sister Marie Hofflander, during my time here at camp. And it was this thought of as we minister to people, do we pray them through? And I thought, that's my responsibility. Yes, it's my responsibility. It's your responsibility to pray people through, to pray people into the kingdom. Maybe we don't hear that as much as it's our job as believers in Christ to pray people into the kingdom. And so this is my last thought. I want us to be faithful to the next generation. Our brother, you spoke of that. We want to be faithful to the next generation. I'm thankful for meetings like this. Now, I know some of our young people left to work. But, you know, too often I think in our churches we have the young people's meetings and we have the children's church, and we have these, and very rarely do we come together as the body of Christ, young and old. We fail in these generational meetings. I'm so blessed that my daughter can hear the testimonies of the saints of God. We need to pass on to our children the faith that we have received. So in our faithfulness to the next generation, I believe that we need to be full of faith. Yes. You know, we talk about vision. Well, I was going to ask, what do you see? What do you see when you look out into the future? You know, too often we take the look, well, it's only getting worse. And I wish we could go back to the good old days. Anybody like that? You want the good old days. And I'm sure they were good old days. But if we have that attitude that it was just for back then, or it's never going to be like it was, then what are we passing on to the next generation? I was encouraged by the word. Can we believe that it's going to be better? That the best is yet to come? We heard that this weekend already. The best is yet. Do we really believe that? What does faith see? Yes, if we look out into the world, we don't see much. But faith, you see, sees our God. How big is our God? Is our God able? Yes. Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Yes. Can he move again? Can he pour out his spirit? Yes.
Hallelujah.
And so I have to have faith.
Jesus.
I have to believe that God is going to work again. And move in hearts and lives and fill with the Holy Spirit. Call into His service.
Thank you, Lord.
Make them faithful. But I believe it really rests upon us. What can I say to you this morning? Well, I can say, be faithful. Be faithful to pray. I was so thankful for Brother Paul's taking the lead last night and asking us to pray for those in our families who have strayed away from God. That was in my heart, Brother Paul, and I was going to do that this morning. We will do that again this morning. But I thought, I wonder if in every family represented here, isn't there someone? Someone who needs to come back to God? Someone who needs to feel God's hand upon their life again?
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I mean, I just look at our director, Brother Paul. He grew up in this place, so to speak. He was that young waiter. But he lost his way. We could have given up. People could have said, well, that's too bad. No, but I believe people prayed.
Hallelujah.
People prayed. People had vision. People had faith. They had love toward our brother. And what does God do? Well, God hears those prayers and He answers those prayers. And He's faithful if we're faithful. I think it's the responsibility of each generation. Each generation. To pray through the next generation. And so if they do not fulfill in God's will, it's not their fault. It'll be our fault. Now you might not like that. But if the next generation does not fulfill, it'll be our fault. And so God, by Your grace, Lord, by Your grace, make us faithful. We're thankful for the past. Thank God for His faithfulness. Thank God for what He's doing today. Thank God that He saves and He fills with the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the testimony of those that were saved here at camp. But what about the future, beloved? Can we see the work of God going on? Can we see that by faith? Faith sees the heavenly legions where doubt seems naught but foes. And yes, it may look bleak in the world, but thank God that in the kingdom of God it's getting brighter. It's getting brighter. It's getting more wonderful. If we'll be faithful, God will be faithful to His word.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
May all who come behind us find us faithful.
Yes.
May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footsteps that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. May all who come behind us find us faithful.
Yes.
Let's just bow our heads and our hearts before God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, You alone can make us faithful.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, oh, God,
yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, come.
Yes,
come
Lord.
To us, dear Lord, come to us.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank You, Lord. Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, where we have failed to pray when we should have prayed. Forgive us, Lord, where we have doubted when we should have believed. Forgive us, Lord, for not seeing like how You see, Jesus. And help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to see as You would see.
Yes, Lord.
To pray as You would pray. Lord, you prayed for us that our faith fail not. You prayed for Peter in that way. And we pray, Lord, that in the depths of our heart, there would be such a compassion. There will be such a fire. There will be such a determination. There will be such a fight that, God, we will believe you, that you will pour out your Spirit, as you said in your word, upon all flesh. And that our sons and daughters, Lord, they will come in. You said that the latter, Lord, shall be more glorious than the former. And we are believing you to do that. Thank you for waking us up if we've been asleep. Thank you, Lord. And we pray right now, Jesus, that you will put within us, not by might, not by power, but by your Holy Spirit, that which will make us be what you want us to be for this generation. Lord, we thank you. The enemy doesn't have them all. We thank you that there are those who have chosen to go your way. And Lord, we want to be good and faithful watchmen to watch over their souls. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. You love us enough that you would tell us the truth. And now that we've known the truth, you have set us free. And we will walk in that liberty, in that freedom, in that authority that you have given us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Let's stand.
Oh, glorious victory that overcome the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcome the world. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers, rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing sky. Salvation in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory. We know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
That's 195. We'll sing that in closing. Verse 2.
His banner over us, his love, our sword, the word of God. We tread the road, the saints above, with shouts of triumph.
195.
They like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field, the faith by still a shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes. victory. Faith is the victory. That overcomes the world.
Brother Richard, come and pray with us, please.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
As of old, Lord, we ask of you to pour out mightily of your Spirit upon our hearts and lives. Lord, open the windows of heaven upon us, O Lord, that we would walk in the fullness, in the glory, in the greatness of your majesty and your glory. Lord, let us see you once again. Oh God, open our eyes to the fullness, the greatness of who you are and what you can do in the age that we're living in. This is a time of harvest, we know, Lord. Lord, as the world gets dark, as the world gets black, Lord, your light shines forth with power and demonstration. Oh Lord, help us to look up, oh God. Help us to look up and recognize that our redemption draweth nigh, and it is time to go forth into the harvest fields of the world and reap the harvest of souls, O God. Lord, stir our hearts. Lord, stir our hearts, O God. Lord, give us a burden as your heart is burdened. Lord, give us eyes to see as you would see, that we would go forth from victory to victory. Lord, we know that you're not coming back for an emaciated, broken church, but you're coming back for a people that are alive and full of your Spirit, O God, that are full of victory, O Lord. And Father, that is our desire. That is our call to you this day, O God. Once again, set the fire burning within our hearts, O Lord. Set our hearts aflame, O God. Oh, Jesus, come. Walk among us, O Lord, and stir our hearts. Father, give us our generation. Give us this age, O God. Lord, that we will see you pour out your Spirit once again, as you promised of old, O God. In the latter days, you would do great and mighty things. And so we believe you for it in Jesus' name. And it's with great faith, O God, that we take a step of faith to go forth and see you do great and mighty things. And for this we give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. This afternoon we meet at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, and we're going to hear from our sister Vita Greenwood and also from the Klauses. They're missionaries among us, and we're so thankful to hear what God is doing in them and through them around the world. And so come with that expectation that God again will speak to us. 3 o'clock this afternoon. God bless you all. Amen.